The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
One of the prominent parts, the features that are unique to Menachos, as opposed to Zvachim, we find much more of a role with the Klisharis. Marshal, we learn whole prokim in Mesech Zvachim without really focusing on the nature of the Klisharis that's necessary for Shechita. Shechita is the first part of the carbon, has to be done. Kachim Gadashim Betzofoin, Kachim Kalam has to be done, Ritzbeh Sazar, it has to be Shechted, the Machshovois, that Pasel, Pigel Shalashma, so on and so forth. We learned enough of Mesech Zvachim without really focusing on the Klisharis that has to be used for the Shechita. Do you even need a klisharis? Does it have to be Niskadish? Is the klisharis Mekadish, the dam for Kabbalah? These are all shalas that are discussed. What exactly is the nature of the klisharis, which is used to be Mekabbalah, the dam of the carbon? All these things are not so much a focal part of Zvachim. In Menachos, we keep on finding over the sugis much more of a role. Later on, we find whole mishnayis that discuss the qualities of the klisharis that's Mekadish and Mincha. On the simple level, we have to realize that Zvachim, it's Gzeres HaKosov, but Zvachim, the Kedushas HaKorban is Chal Ayidei the Kedushas Peh. By Menachos, when a person's Mekadosh, this soilus, this bag of flour will be used for a Korban Mincha, it's Niskadosh only Kedushas Dom, not Kedushas HaGuf. It does not become a Korban yet. Zaymid Lepidyan. Kedushas Korban is only when it was put into the Klisharis prior to the Kmitza, and then it's Niskadish as a Korban in the process of Avodah after the Kmitza goes back in the Klisharis. So the Klisharis is much more necessary even to create the Etzim Kedusha of the Korban than whatever we found in Mesechus Vokim. I'd like to delve into the Metzius of what Klisharis is unique to Korban Mincha. Maybe this will explain the whole Indian on a deeper level, what the Klisharis has to do with the Kiddush of the Mincha itself. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lam Dal Lam Beis. The Gemara says that dam was niskabel in a kli. The dam, if it's put into a kli choil, the zrika has to be from a kli shoros. It can't be from a kli choil. The dam was spilled into a kli choil, into a regular kli. The halacha is that then the dam becomes nidche from being used for zrika. That's the Gemara over there. And the Achroinim ask a kasha. Dichui is a concept we find, we learned Barichus in the beginning of Zvachim. Dichui is a chalois in certain chafetzim of mitzvah, that if that thing becomes not royal, or temporarily unable to be used for the mitzvah, it's chal in that thing that it can't be used for that mitzvah. L'moshal, behema, which was roy for a korban, and then it became nidche for being used for a korban, does it go back to having it being roy for a korban? That's one of the questions of dichui. And so on. We have this by objects of a mitzvah also, by a lulav, and other places. If it becomes nidche, can it be used thereafter for a mitzvah? So, the Achroinim ask a kasha that the concept of dichui, l'chor should not apply by the case of dam that was put into a klicha. Why? Dichui, the pshat is that the thing itself is nidche. The thing itself, it's chal in it that it has the quality of not being roy. The dam over here is not bechefza, not roy. The dam itself is roy lezrika. The problem is that the act of zrika has to be from a klisharis. So it can't be used before. It'll be somebody's holding a lulav and chalil, his arm gets chopped off. The lulav is not roy? Or what's not roy is the person doesn't have a hand. He can't pick up the lulav. I'm just giving a far-fetched example. When the dam is put into a kli choil, it can't be nizrak. Not that it's something in the dam that renders it not fit for zrik anymore. That's the question that the Achronim asked. What's said over b'shem Rebbeinu Soloveitchik is a very basic definition of dam of a korban, which will give us a little bit more insight into the whole idea over here of a kli shoros. He says that there's kli shoros there's two types of definition for klisharis. One is the klishos that's used for an avoida. Moshe was saying that you can't be zerik dam not from a klishos. You can't shech the carbon without a klishos. That means that the ma'ase avoida has to be performed klishos. But there's also more than that. The dam of a carbon is not that each blood, each drop of blood that is, has a quality itself of being dam of a carbon. Dam of a carbon has a minimal shear, the amount of kedei zrika. Dam of Zrika is not considered dam of a carbon unless it's together as miyuchid for Zrika. Where could you say that the dam is held together, so to speak, in a way that's miyachidit for a carbon? Only in a kli sharis. In a kli choil, so what you have is, you have drops of blood there together. It's not, there's no kois of dam. What makes it into a kois of dam? It's a cup that has drops of blood. What makes it into one unified whole? What makes it into one chefet, so to speak, that's oimid to serve a purpose of being nizuk al ha-mizbech? Only the fact that it's held together in klishos. Let's say the same thing by mincha. When you talk about a loaf of bread that was used, let's say even a carbon that was baked, a matzah is one thing. Same way a behemah is one chefet, a matzah, you could say, is one object for itself. But soilus, the starting point of a carbon mincha, what makes one grain of kernel of wheat kashurt, attached to the kernel of wheat that's next to it? What makes each droplet of flour shaykh to the next piece, that it's all one carbon mincha? It's just drops of flour that you can use for a carbon mincha. But what makes it, what holds it together, carbon mincha? That's what kli sharis does. What the kli sharis does is that when a certain amount of flour is in that kli, so what it does is it designates that as all being part of one unified whole, and it becomes a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha needs a certain amount of shear, yisaroin, Shnei Yisrael, and whatever the size of the carbon mincha that we're discussing is, but the point is that the kli sharis gives it the definition, the hagdara, of being able to be defined as that amount of flour. So it comes out that the kli sharis is not just there to facilitate doing the avodah, the kli sharis is there in order to define it as what it is. Says Rebbe, that if the dam was put into a kli choil, it's no longer dam of a carbon, it's droplets of blood. Theoretically, you can put the dam together, you could be zayrit, but right now, it's not, dam of a carbon has to be a certain amount together, kedei roi lazo, roi lezriko. It's not that. If it's not a kli shoris, then it's not dam carbon, it's nitcha because it loses its reality as being dam carbon. Ad kan dvav ha-reveil, it gives us, like we said, insight into the role of kli sharis and mincha. It's not just that it has to be used for the avodah, but it's that creates the definition of what it is. We might add that, let's say on a boma, where you don't need kli sharis, and the zvachim, we have the sugya, so when a boma was mutar, so the carbon was able to be brought as a yachid, it had kedushas carbon, without being in a kli sharis. But it's mavur in the sugis over there, and the zvachim, that it had to be at least in a kli. Why? If it doesn't need a kli sharis, then you're doing the avodah without a kli sharis. Why does it have to be in a kli? In order that it shouldn't be messy, nothing should spill? No. It had to be in a kli because it still has to be a carbon mincha. Doesn't have to be in a skadish b'kedushas carbon in the ultimate degree in a kli sharis, but it has to be together in a kli that's serving the purpose of holding it together. It happens to be that since in a Beis HaMikdash you need a kli sharis, so kli chol doesn't hold it together. But when there's no need for a kli sharis, then a kli chol can do that job. That's another example of the same point. What's a little bit difficult is that later on we have in the Mishnah says choymer mincha. The Gemara uses it as a cheshman in learning out halachas. Choymer mincha deton kli. It's a choymer in a mincha. It's a chumra. It's an added level of Kedusha by carbon mincha, an extra choymer that it needs a kli sharis. The pshat is that a mincha needs a kli sharis, so without a kli sharis, it's not a mincha, like we just said. So that's a little bit shver. Maybe the answer is like we just said with the bomber, that theoretically kli chol would be able to provide the same service of defining that amount of cells as a mincha, even without the added level of a kli sharis. Maybe. But let's take that a step further.
The way the Biskarov defines it is that there is no Kedushas Peh by Karb Mincha. Again, like we just said, if a person says, Harei Seyla Zela Mincha, so it's the Skadish Kedushas Dom, it's not a Karbon, it's Kedush, it belongs to, it has to be used for Kedush, but it doesn't have to be a Karbon. The state of being a Karbon is only when it's put into the Kli Shoras. By Behemo, the beginning of the Kedushas Karbon is as soon as he says, Harei Behemo Zeh, Harei Shor Zeh, LeKarbon Oil, LeKarbon Shlom, and so on. Let's take that a step further. In a carbon, in a behemoth that is, the kedushas peh is not only the, when it becomes the Scottish kedushas peh, but we'll add a more dramatic definition. The beginning of the hakrova is for when you magdish it. When a person says harei zeh shor, it's not just that he's designated, it's chal, the kedusha of a carbon, and then he brings a carbon. The designating it is the beginning of the offering that shor for a carbon. What does that mean? That's the beginning of the carbon. Let's say over a kasha, from mamish minyan le'inyan, there's a bekura yankiv. The bekura yankiv is the chidushim of the aruch lener. In the back of the aruch lener, which is on Masechah Sukkah, he has bekura yankiv on Hilchos Sukkah. It's a classic, probably the most classic sefer written on Masechah, so Hilchos Sukkah in the last few hundred years. In the Bekura Yankiv, in Tofrei Shlamet Ches, in the sefer, he brings a kasha of a Taz. The Taz wants to know that, he says that Atzei Sukkah are also to have an oil. A person is not allowed to take a piece of wood that's being used for the schach. We'll say the schach. We won't go into the walls. That's subject to dispute. But the schach is niskadish. Once it's part of a sukkah, you can't pull a piece of wood off the schach in order to build a campfire, or even pull a little splinter off the atzei schach and use it for a toothpick. Why? Atzei schach, the Gemara learns out, they're doim lechagiga, v'chagoysam, they have a kedushas korban, and they mamish miyuchid of the korban for those 7 days of mitzvah sukkah, they have the kedusha of being osabano. Okay, that's the halacha. Ask the Taz, when does the sukkah become the skadish? Mavur over there, in halacha, the paiskim, that as soon as you sit in that as a sukkah, it's not just that it was, that's there, that it was built. When you sit in it as a sukkah, you miyachid, you designate it be yeshiva sukkah, then it's chal and Hashem carbon for 7 days. It says the carbon itself you don't have to use. Carbon, as soon as you miyachid, it becomes a carbon. I raise the oilo, so it becomes the Scottish Magdusha's carbon. Why should there be a difference between the carbon and the atzi sukkah, which is learned out of a carbon legabe that? Explains the Bekura Yankiv exactly what we just said. It says by sukkah, what's the kedusha of a sukkah? Because you built a hut? Or because that's now your place? You were kevea, your teshuv kandiduru in that space. So when is that? That's only when you sit in it. Mashen kain. By a korban, the beginning of the kedusha of the korban, the beginning of the hakrov of the korban, is the designation. As soon as the person says harezu oilo, he's already in transit, so to speak, figuratively, he's in transit, he's bringing the korban. It's the beginning of the bringing the korban. This is a concept, by the way, that we're going to meet up with on a deeper level in the Seches Tmurah. Save the date. But that's the concept, and he explains it. That's why the kedusha of the korban is chal right away. Mashen ke by sukkah, it's only when he actually sits in the sukkah. Again, we're discussing this in the context of understanding that all this is by a korban. Mashen ke by a mincha, you need it to be in the skadish. When does it become designated? When is it together as one reality of a korban? Only when it's in the klisharis. By dam, let's just add one more point. By dam, of course, it has to be in the skabel in a klisharis. But what's interesting is that over there, it's not just that the dam is not dam. If it's in a klichor, like we said, but it's more than that. The maisa kabbalah has to be with the klichor. So that's why over there, the marshal, if a kohen was mekabel dam, in two kelim, each one had pochos michdei from the shear. By the way, what's the shear of dam that we had in the Seches Vachem? By a carbon, we only need one zrika, so then that's the shear. But in a carbon, we need matan arba, matan sheva, has always been him. So then that becomes the shear. Whether you count in Maseches Yuma, the Tira, Agav Mizbech, the whole Shiloh, do you count by the Yom Kippur, do you count the whole 42 or not? That's not really how I know. I just want to bring out one point. That Legabi Mincha, if he's puts the Mincha into two Kelim, it is Niskadish. Mashenke by a korban, by a zevach, if he's mekabel the dam, in two clay shores it's not enough. There's enough dam, kideh hazor, that was lamais, that was the skabel. The chsoron over there is not in the shame kli shores, legabi the kibul, legabi the yichud of that thing. The problem is in the maisa kabol. And the maisa kabol has to be in one kli. The maisa kabol in two, each one is a separate maisa kabol. Each one has a shame maisa b'fnei atzma. The maisa, you weren't mekabel the amount of dam you need. So that's why there would be a chiluk between that and that. We'll add one more point. There's different types of menachas, right? We start in the second. There's minchas machfas, minchas macheshes. There's a chiddush in the Rambam that's negated to the relationship between the kiddush of the kli with the kiddush of the mincha. What happens, let's say, a person was keveya, that he's bringing, he's bringing a mincha. He didn't say which type of mincha. It could be yoitza l'chor, it could be yoitza either by, he says he's going to bring any type of mincha, where he was beheaded not designating for himself which mincha is going to be. He has to bring a korban. He has to bring a korban mincha. Does he have to bring a machas machesh? He brings whatever he wants. The way the Rambam seems to imply, this is a shtickled Lekutei Halachos, the Chofetz Chaim learns this up in the Rambam, in Lekutei Halachos, later on, the end of the Masechta Daf Kuf Gimel, that if the neder that he made was to bring stam a mincha, where he's not Mitzumtum, he's not Mugbal, he could bring either a machvas or macheshes, but then he puts the mincha into a kli, and he puts into a kli of a machvas, where l'chayr, the kli is kaveya what it is, but since his neder was on stam, so really even after it goes into the kli, he could be kaveya, he could change, and he could use that soilus that was put in, that was niskadish in the machvas, he could change that to a machvas. L'chayr, the kli is kaveya. Rashi clearly holds not that way. What's the machlokes? That means according to the Rambam, since the even though the ikur kedushas korban of a mincha is hukva with the kli, and lamaisa put into a kli machva, since lamaisa the neder the kedushas peh, even though it only made kedushas domim, that does define the kedushas kli afterwards to a certain extent enough that the kedushas kli won't be kaveh that it has to be that type of korban. It's kaveh that it is a mincha, but you can still change. According to Rashi, Rashi held logically that if the Kedusha's korban is only chal al-yidei going into the kli, then that's the whole story. If it goes into a kli machmas, it's a kli machmas. That's what you have to bring. And then if he brings a macheshes, it's not yotzi yidei nidroi. According to the Rambam, the Kedusha of the kli is still informed by the Kedusha of the peh, by the Kedusha's peh with which he started that process. So then he could always switch that because as far as his net is concerned, he made up that he's not stuck. He can bring in your machfas and macheshes. That's just an interesting machloikis in relation to where these two things fit in together. The Kedusha's peh, by mincha, which only creates Kedusha's domim, which is mechayiv him, and only makes the Kedusha's domim in the mincha itself, and the Kedusha's kli afterwards, how do those two interact with each other?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.